Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and lights and fires.
One of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. This is the Really Big Moon Show. Actually, interviewing on the evening of February the 28th, 1993, and then again on July the 16th, 1994, on UFOs Tonight, I interview the guy that primarily I credit for absolutely igniting my total interest in lunar phenomena, Jim Sylvan. Now, on the very first show, it was only an hour long. And as you'll see, we really didn't get a lot of time to hit a lot of areas that I wanted to. However, back again with me on July the 16th, 1994, and in studio with me was Dwight Schultz. We once again hit lunar phenomena. Now, during that period of time, especially on the second show, a lot of things were happening, not the least of which was Comet Shoemaker-Levy hitting the planet Jupiter. We hit that and a lot of other topics and took a bunch of telephone calls. This is Jim Sylvan, and his contribution to lunar phenomena today is rather legendary. So sit back, adjust your headphones, and enjoy this excursion into radio excellence on UFOs Tonight. And now, on with the show.